When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, when the bells are we're trying to feature New Year's Eve songs, and I can't think of but one. And Wink Martindale is doing something all week called Those Were the Days, and I'm not quite sure what that's about, so help me, Lindsay.
Joey, I'm not sure I'm much help.
She's singing the verse. What are you doing New Year's?
Maybe it's much too early in the game.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
This is beautiful.
It's a gorgeous. This is one I've sung at New Year's. There are only two.
Who's singing, Joey?
Give us initials.
Ella Fitzgerald?
Good.
Look at
you
me.
May stay. Okay, Joey pals, playing along at home. Thank you, Rick. Happy New Year. You recognize that voice. It belongs to Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. No relation to the Dodger pitcher.
Unfortunately.
We may change that story.
I'm still trying.
Yeah. What's your title over there?
I am Associate Vice President of Population Health Integration.
She's a patient advocate, aren't you?
Yes, and I would say that all of our employees are patient advocates.
Oh, that's nice. But you really get in there and put your boots on the ground about people and taking care that they see the right doctor and get the right prescriptions and the right feedback. I think it's like taking your car to the service department at the dealership. You're not always thrilled with the communication. And I think you follow through between doctors and DOHC people.
It's so complicated. Even if you have a wonderful primary care physician and great insurance, there's so much detail and communication, and it's easy to get lost in the system.
That's why we have Lindsay. What did you bring us to talk about? I'm afraid to ask.
No, I brought some good news, actually.
Let me write that big good news for Monday, December 26th.
We need some good news, right? I'm sure everybody got lots of good news from Santa
yesterday. How was Christmas?
Oh, it was wonderful. I love Christmas with the family. It's just so cozy.
They're doing a big study now. Save your place. Mm-hmm. That next year people are going to vote on whether they'd rather go on a vacation and get away from the family Christmas dinner or stay. I thought after COVID we all wanted to be together, but maybe that's not the case. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
Okay, go.
Well, we've talked about the silver linings of the pandemic. And of course, research and development has been a big silver lining. So the European Union actually just recently approved a monoclonal antibody to prevent RSV in all kids, infants, and newborns.
But that's in Europe. We won't have it for how long?
It's in Europe. But actually, the CDC is reviewing it and the FDA is reviewing it. So it's possible that by the next RSV season, we will have something that we can provide to kids.
What are you calling a kid?
A kid would be infant and newborn through their first RSV season.
Which is 6 years
late
old?
Fall. No, their first season of RSV.
On the planet?
Yes.
Oh, babies.
Babies. Because what happens is those are a big portion of the population that's really vulnerable to severe, what we call lower respiratory tract infections, or deep in the lungs.
They've been hospitalized.
It leads to about 80,000 hospitalizations a year in a regular year. And they're a significant feeder for disease burden, or the amount of virus in the community that then makes our elderly patients more susceptible to RSV.
That would be me. Now, is this going to, it's a
monoclonal antibody.
Yes.
You've heard of many of those over
I
the last
have.
Couple of years.
How is it administered?
It's an injection. So that's one bit of good news. It actually lowers the risk of severe lower respiratory tract infections by about 75%, which is great news. We never expect 100% from these, but to get that kind of reduction would be huge. I mean, we have 300 babies that die every year of RSV. And while somebody might think that's a low number, not if it's your
not
baby.
If it's yours.
So
my goodness.
And then there's all the other infections that are caused because we have sick kids in the community.
Why did this get developed in Europe before America?
Well, Europe has a very good system of research and development. A lot of the drug companies are located in Europe. And
fewer restrictions, time tests.
I think that there are different requirements for the FDA versus the European Union. We have to remember also that the European Union encompasses a lot of countries. So these drug companies are in many different locations. But we also have Pfizer developing a vaccine for RSV that's really very promising and going into phase 3 trials.
Why wouldn't they just copy the one from Europe?
Well, that's a monoclonal antibody. This is a vaccine.
Gotcha.
So one sort of, you know, provides some protection for a few months, and the other one is a vaccine. So we're really looking into how many different ways we can protect kids. And I mentioned over the last couple of months when I've been here with you, Joey, that influenza, COVID-19, we have vaccines, oral antivirals, all these things to protect us. But RSV is really that missing piece. So this is really exciting news.
Good. Curtain number one is the good news, the silver lining, research and development from Europe and America, Pfizer specifically. Curtain number two, good news.
Good news. Our numbers for COVID are dropping slightly, okay, which is great. The new year is going to be very interesting because there's a possibility that our oral medications that we use to treat COVID-19 will go commercial.
And yes.
We know what happened with other bebtelovimab, our monoclonal. It went commercial, and that really required people to pay for it.
And so they stopped taking it.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens in the new year as that moves forward.
Is the vaccine as such going to change? Will it morph in the new year?
If I had a crystal ball.
I sold mine.
Oh, good idea. I found none of them are very accurate. I would say that we will see it change every year. We will see a new
vaccine,
a lot like the flu, where it changes based on what's circulating throughout the year.
Will we all have to get revaccinated?
I think it'll end up being a seasonal vaccine.
Okay.
We will end up getting this once a year. And we're finding that not enough people are getting the bivalent. And when you look at who's...
What's the bivalent, the booster?
The bivalent is the new booster that's just come out.
As opposed to the old booster. What? Explain to me.
Okay. Well, the bivalent is what came out in September. It has Omicron along with the original. And it's been shown currently to reduce the risk of severe illness or hospitalization. But we're not seeing a whole lot of uptake on it. And anecdotally, when we're looking at patients who have been using the ER or admitted for COVID-19, they have not yet had that bivalent Omicron mix vaccine.
I don't think I sent you the question because I thought I'd just spring it on you.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, good. There was a lady who was vaccinated and boosted, and she's now tested positive for COVID 12 times. Of course, I know you're going to say we don't know her other health issues, but that depressed me.
Well, and the other question is, was she hospitalized? Did she have severe illness?
I don't remember.
What is her history of exposure?
Exactly.
You know, and if...
And that's an isolated incident.
If she's had it 12 times and she's not been hospitalized, that's very good news. But also, what is she doing on her time out?
Exactly.
You know, does she work in a high-risk area?
And, I mean, she's testing a lot. I wonder why. I guess because she's had it 12 times.
Probably. Well, and oftentimes after an infection, it can take some time for those positive results to go away.
We're listening to Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Valenzuela. Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. It's Monday. She's a doctor of pharmacology. I can say that and I can't say Valenzuela.
Most people can't spell it or say it.
Oh, so. There you go. But you married it.
I did.
What was it before?
It was Hernandez.
Oh, okay. Same thing.
Z's.
Yes. Dr. Lindsay Hernandez Valenzuela. What baseball player is Hernandez?
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of
them. I'm sure there's. Good for you, sweetheart. Okay, you've got time for curtain number three of good news, if you've got any.
Well, good news is we're going into a new year.
Yes.
And this is the time when we can all start the year off with some great habits. So what are some of those things that we can do fairly easily? Right now, the weather is beautiful outside.
Compared to the rest of the nation.
Exactly.
Aren't we blessed?
We are. So get outside. Enjoy the beautiful nature that we have. Take a walk. A lot of studies have shown that just simple walk every day can not only help improve cardiovascular health, but also your mental health. So that's an easy thing we can do, especially after a big meal like last night. Also, get in to see your doctor. It's a new year. Important to make sure you're on track, have your labs done, connect with your doctor to make sure that all of the things that you need to do this year are evaluated and planned.
Okay, and if you're not a DOHC member, you should be.
You should be. And open enrollment is now closed, unfortunately. But if you're fortunate to be an individual who can change insurances, we'd love to take care of you. Otherwise, look forward to next November when you can pick us.
MyDOHC.com, 969-6555. When we come back from the treasure chest, Joey Pals, we've got your questions. My favorite is the one about the toilet flush. I got that from three or four people. When we'll throw those at Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.